The deadline is January of 20, so the new year, 2012, is
yes.
January 6th of 2012.
26. So it is literally about 28, 27 days, if my math doesn't fail me. What are the guidelines? What are the rules that you have to follow? And then we'll talk more about how you really spike that nomination up.
So I think the first rule is anybody can actually submit a nomination. So, you know, oftentimes we look at things and they have to come from a supervisor, or they have to come for somebody that directly worked on a project, or, you know, whatever the criteria is. The great thing about these is you can give the gift of anybody can give the gift of recognition. So if your listeners are, you know, federal contractors who have worked with outstanding federal employees, they ought to be thinking about sending in a nomination. If it's a supervisor, that's great. If it's a peer, that's great. So again, anybody can do it. Anybody that's recognizing, federal employees are making outstanding contributions.
And the nominations are in by January 6th, and you have that information up on your website, and we'll link to that, of course, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. When I'm sitting down to write up my nomination, say I'm going to nominate, just as an example, we'll say Tim McManus.
And great nomination.
Thank you. I thought of that myself. What do I want to write about Tim other than he's a great guy and on all those kinds of nice things? What is the kind of thing that really gets the attention of the judges about what this person has done in his or her job?
Yeah, I think one of the things that gets the judges' attention the most, Francis, is what the impact of their work what is the impact of their work. So it's not simply that they did X, Y, and Z, but what was the result of that work. So as an example, you know, we look at medal recipients in the past, and you know, you can go to the website and see a ton of those folks as well. Some of their stories have been around, you know, driving huge recovery projects under budget and on time, or you know, in half the time that it was estimated to take. Those are the types of things that really grab the attention. What is the impact? What's the impact to the agency? What's the impact to the American people?
The nominations that have won in the past have included that kind of information. And every year when we talk to the folks who are nominated and listen to their stories and read their stories, those are the kinds of things that jump out. So that makes sense to me. As you've looked at some of these entries in the past, what are some things that you've seen, not necessarily specific achievements or accomplishments or whatever, but what are some things that you see in the nominations that make you go, well, wow, that's a little bit different than what I've seen before?
Yeah, I think that's actually part of it, which is what of this. So some of the nominations that come in are focused on really, you know, what the individual's job is. And that's really important. You know, clearly you can be an outstanding employee and do your by just doing your job. And I think that's where some of the impact around, yeah, I did my job, but actually people estimated that this project, so, you know, the cleanup of Rocky Flats in Colorado, this project was going to cost X billions of dollars and going to take, you know, four decades to solve. We actually did it with half the budget and in half the time. Those are things where, yes, that was Fraser Lockhart's job, but he did it, you know, faster and less expensive than anyone would have ever imagined. So that's a context of just kind of within the context of your job.
Mm-hmm.
The second side of that, Francis, are those things where clearly this person thought entirely different of how they do their job and went kind of above and beyond in that role to provide better service, to provide a new solution to a challenge.
You've got two sides of the coin, though, because one side is that above and beyond side. The first part of it sounds like that's not necessarily a requirement to make you stand out from the crowd. The level of achievement and the level of how you did your own job is also a very important criterion.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the lines may seem a little fuzzy there, although, you know, again, to use Fraser Lockhart as an example, you know, clearly his job was to actually clean up Rocky Flats and oversee the cleanup of that area. He did it in half the time and half the budget. So clearly he went beyond what it took to do his job. He could have done his job and had great job security just doing that for, you know, the 30-plus-year period that was estimated. He actually realized that, you know what, by doing this differently, And by managing this differently, and by bringing some new innovative solutions to this, we can actually do it faster and less expensive. So there's an example of, yes, I did my job, but I did it. I did the job differently than anybody else absolutely imagined this.
All right. So as I mentioned, we've got the nominations link up at now at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And I'll just run a couple of these. Nominations accepted, as you said, till January 6th at midnight. Well, technically 11:59 p.m., but okay. All nominations must be submitted using the online application form. The link is there. That's easy. One medal category per nomination. How many medal categories are there now?
So, you know, it varies a little bit from year to year, but there's basically 9 medal categories.
Okay. Nomination submitted by any person, as you said, no self-nominations, so I can't nominate myself again. I did that last year, and it got kicked out, so now I understand why. Anything else that we need to know about this as we're trying to put together the information that we're going to submit?
I think the other really important thing here, Francis, is oftentimes individuals, you're sitting in your cubicle, you're sitting in your office, you know that the person next to you has done great work, and you say, but you know what? It's not worth my time to actually do the nomination because they're not going to be selected. You know what? First, I say, shame on you. Go ahead, nominate them anyway, because part of the, you know, there's nothing better than the gift of recognition to know that they've even been recognized by their peers or by their superiors for the great work that they've done. And secondly, you don't know that they're not going to be selected. If you actually think they've been doing great work, recognize them for it, put them in the pool, and again, even if they don't make it as a finalist, you actually have recognized them. And in this day and age, when you know, every time we turn on the radio other than Federal News Radio, we hear about how feds aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. This is actually a really big motivator in a time when a lot of good things aren't coming federal employees' way.